You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Welcome, friends, to another episode where we're going to be talking about accounting for dropshipping. It's actually pretty simple once you break it down. I mean, it kind of took me a while to understand because I don't know anything about accounting. I didn't go to business school or accounting school or anything like that. But when we got started with dropshipping, and I had to do that first year of accounting, I had to learn a lot really quickly. So I'm going to kind of just boil it down real quick for you guys in this video so that it makes sense. But real quick, membership announcement, Mike. It's open, then it's going to be closed. So what's going on?
It's open and then it's going to close. Long story short, buildassetsonline.com/membership. Last week of October 2020, it's open. We got a few spots left. So you get all of our courses. You get the dropshipping masterclass course. You get the SEO advanced course. And you get our passive Kindle publishing course. You get exclusive office hours where you can ask us questions. We bring on guests. We do presentations, all sorts of crazy stuff. Private Discord community where you can talk with other successful members. And a one-on-one coaching thread with Joe and I. So you can ask us stuff privately, share your store. It's all confidential. And it is closing at the end of this month, October 2020. So if you're seeing that, buildassetsonline.com/membership. If it's too late, you can get our free course, buildassetsonline.com/playbook.
Yeah, by the time you're done trick-or-treating, it's going to be closed. Let's just say that. Anyway, accounting for dropshipping. So again, I'm going to break this down to the simplest terms possible. So the first thing you want to do is you want to set up your bank account to sync with QuickBooks or another type of accounting service. I use QuickBooks Online. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really like it. I don't really like any accounting service. They all, you know, they all have their pros and their cons, but I guess it's kind of the easiest. I can access it from anywhere. And once you sync your bank account, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have incoming transactions and you're going to have sales, which are basically deposits from Shopify. So I'll get to PayPal in a second. So say you have sales, which are just deposits from Shopify. These sales are going to come into the bank account minus any fees. So, you know, the fees are kind of going to just be not reflected in your QuickBooks P&L. But when you talk to your accountant and you show them your 1099s, your accountant's going to be able to see, okay, you got a bunch of sales according to your 1099, but it's a little bit less in QuickBooks. And that's because when it gets deposited into your bank account, there's no fees there. So don't get confused by that. But you can also sync your PayPal if you're using PayPal or another. PayPal kind of gives you like a separate bank account. So you should sync your PayPal account as well, which will, you know, show up as sales. But since PayPal is annoying, they will kind of show the fees in another. It'll show, you'll have to recategorize the PayPal fees, which will, you know, end up. God, I don't know, really know accounting terminology, but like, you know, you have the top line and then the bottom line, whatever's in the middle, that's where the PayPal fees end up because they actually report the fees to QuickBooks when you sync PayPal with QuickBooks. So once you get your sales set up, it's pretty simple. All the products you buy, cost of goods sold, you don't have to worry about inventory or anything, of course, unless you are taking some inventory, but we're talking about dropshipping here. But your bought products are your cost of goods sold because it's just a one-to-one ratio. Your ads are your advertising costs. So most things, most transactions coming in from Google are going to be your ads. And then mostly everything else is going to be software / office expenses. So, you know, you got your phone, you got your, you know, the actual Shopify fees themselves, like for the monthly thing, any apps, anything like that. So you can classify that under there. And then the bottom line profit is just sales minus the rest of that stuff. So it's pretty simple. And then, you know, as you hire people, whether they're a W-2 or a contractor, you know, that'll show up on a different line. You know, but this is the very, very basics with dropshipping. This is basically how you do it. This is how you would make the P&L for to give to your accountant. This will be the cleanest way to show them what you did.
I learned something. I think this was people may not understand, you know, how to categorize things. And, you know, if that's not your forte and you don't want to spend a lot of time learning all this different stuff, I would say you can hire a bookkeeper overseas, you know, pay them $4 an hour, something like that, and they can handle this stuff for you. And I would recommend doing it now rather than later, because Joe, for us, I mean, we didn't start getting this stuff straight until years down the line, you know, doing millions and millions of sales. And at the end of every year, come tax time, you'd be going into, you know, a frenzy trying to figure this all out. So,
well, Mike, I don't want to say it wasn't straight. But what was happening was that, so what the bookkeeper will do is they'll kind of handle this categorization process, because it's a lot of clicks. And like I said, accounting software is, you know, they're never perfect. And what you need to do is you need to like reconcile your bank statements. So what it shows at the end of every bank statement, and make sure that QuickBooks reflects that. So it's a lot of like number crunching and a lot of clicks, you know, to put this in this category. And even if you set it up automated, it's not always perfect. So that's kind of the job of the bookkeeper, is to just make sure that it's running well. You know, you still should have an understanding of this and check it yourself. Like, don't just hand this off to someone and be like, yo, just correct, take care of this. You know, I've basically kind of given you all you need to know, not all, but a big overview of what you need to know in this short video. But yeah, once you kind of dial it down, like, yeah, get someone to work on your books, because just the whole thing, if you are logging into QuickBooks all the time and yada, 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 it's a pain in the ass. I mean, I still do it. I actually, Mike, you're going to be gone next week. I'm going to be doing some stuff in QuickBooks because, you know, there's some stuff that needs to be handled, especially with the new businesses, you know, that the bookkeeper might not be as familiar with. So it's a whole thing. Yeah.
And so we have a huge portfolio of different websites that we own in multiple different business models. So yes, but obviously you still want to have that over the shoulder managerial role in terms of your finances. But do you want to be the one doing the clicks and doing all the labor involved with that? I would say the answer is no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But you'd be surprised. You know, the frustrating process of it is not the frustrating process. Is like you'll be on QuickBooks, it freezes, or like, you know, you try to upload something, like it just doesn't work. And so that's what the bookkeeper's yeah, for. And yes, it's a huge headache. So yes, get a bookkeeper.
It's necessary evil. It's, you have to do it if you want to do your taxes right. So drop shipping for accounting, this is how you do it in a nutshell. This is a solid 101 course over. It's test time.
But I do want to say before we sign off that it is also important to keep individual records of your store itself, like the individual transactions. Because when you go to sell your store down the line, you have to provide the documentation to the buyer. You know, it's not so much for taxes, but it's for potential buyers, which is a whole nother can of worms there that, you know, maybe we won't open for this episode. But
yeah, and also, yeah, the cleaner your books, basically the more you could sell it for, because especially if you're making a lot of money, if you want to sell a store for over $500,000, you need to have clean books. So this is imperative.
So don't forget, guys, membership closes end of October. BuildAssetsOnline.com/membership. Mike already told you what you get. Don't miss out on this. I don't mean to hype you up, but if you want to make a full-time income online, really set yourself up for financial independence, I truly believe this is the best place to go. And I wouldn't be telling you that if I didn't mean it. So BuildAssetsOnline.com/membership.
It's a one-stop shop. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.